Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There has been much talk about the UAE's golden visa, the 10-year residency visa, but now there are ways to get a 10-year residency visa without even having a job. It comes off the back of Dubai dropping the minimum down payment required for property buyers to be eligible for a long-term residency permit. The golden visa has been awarded to thousands of investors, professionals, students, entrepreneurs, some media personalities as well, ever since its launch back in 2019.
Well, yes, and it's been a fantastic initiative by the Dubai, by the UAE government by doing so. What they've done is they've given an opportunity for people to come in and make UAE their home for a long time, which primarily means more investments, more businesses and more people trusting this place as their home or their new home.
To get more details on this, we are joined on the phone by the director of FICO Capital, the visa expert, Ziba Majithia. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's this golden visa. Everyone we speak to talks about how successful it's been. There have been over 150,000 golden visas that have been made available to property buyers, investors and professionals. But why do you think we've seen just certain tweaks from the UAE government in recent times?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, the golden visa has been very successful. But why do you think there have been certain tweaks that have been made available for the requirements?
Sure. Okay, definitely the population of UAE is on a rise and the government is looking at increasing population even more. So as a result of which, they are making like different ways to attract more investors, more talent to qualify for a 10-year, a decade-long visa program, which keeps the people over here and retains the good talent.
So when you say retains the good talent, you know, there was one way of procuring talent and that was by giving them jobs. Now, the new rule that has come out says that, listen, you don't even need to have a job and we'll give you a golden visa. How does that work?
Correct. Okay, so there are various categories on it. For example, like we already know about the property wherein you have a property above 2 million or above, you qualify for a golden visa. Or someone has that kind of equity and they keep the capital in the bank in a fixed deposit. So again, they qualify for it because the government knows, okay, the money is there and, the person is not going anywhere. Another one is it's for students as well. So students who are doing exceptionally well in universities in UAE or abroad from like the best outstanding universities, they also qualify. So definitely looking at enhancing the talent pool. Then you have, of course, you have your humanitarians, your researchers, your scientists, because they contribute to so much just generally in terms of intelligence in this space. And you have for your salaried category also, which qualifies. If your salary is above 30,000, you qualify for a golden visa.
So if you're someone like Neil here, I think at last count, Neil had 4 domestic helpers at his house. So he can have them all sponsored. There's no limit on domestic help when you have a golden visa?
Absolutely.
Oh, good
you
news,
can sponsor
Neil.
Them.
Perfect. So I can add the sixth one too.
Yeah.
You can have a driver. You can have multiple cooks. You can just have it all.
Brilliant. I like the idea now. The driver thing definitely has got my attention.
Yes, considering the traffic situation and the parking, oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, my house is like literally 4 minutes away from my studio. So I need to get a driver for that as well now.
Oh my God.
But look, on a serious note, it was always a monthly salary of 30,000 dirhams or above to be eligible. But they have looked at certain other professionals who, what the government may deem to have been quite supportive and quite beneficial to the UAE's culture and business environment, haven't they? Despite maybe not being at that 30,000 a month threshold.
Absolutely. I think people have... even if it's not 30... it has to be 30,000 and above. But in that also, there are certain conditions, which is basically you finish 5 years in an organization, then you qualify. But the government has made so many changes in terms of... We've recently done a visa for somebody who's only worked for about 4 months in a particular organization, and he's qualified. So there are various parameters within that also that you can look at getting your residency.
Now, when you know, residency, people applying for residencies, are there in the recent times, has it been more to do with the real estate investors, or is it more to do with people who have jobs in the country or probably are looking for jobs in the country?
See, real estate, obviously, because, you know, people who are buying from, say, who are not living in the UAE and who are buying absolute foreign non-resident investors, for them, it's super because, you know, they can come over here and live. Having said that, the proportion to the salary vis-a-vis the property is definitely higher. But because there are a lot of conditions in the salary which a lot of people are not aware of. So you can still qualify if you get a salary. Like, there are many permutations and combinations.
So what if someone was an award-winning radio personality who on the side does a bit of cricket commentary, sometimes hosts some corporate work and works as a musician?
Of course.
Would this person, maybe from Australia as well, would this person, you know, have a chance at being eligible for a golden visa?
Absolutely. Oh. You can just direct them here. Just direct it over here.
Perfect. This sounds like a plan now. You also can probably get a driver.
Oh, this wasn't for me, obviously.
Why did I just feel that it all sounded like you?
The cat's out of the box.
Yeah, but obviously, I mean, I think what the best thing people can do is, like anything, when it comes to any of the tax rules or any of the legislation, the best thing to do is get in touch with a visa expert like yourself, who knows all the changes and the ins and outs for the best way to apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, that's done. All right, excellent. No, on a serious note, I mean, you're looking to help people, and you know, this is a great visa, this 10-year golden visa, and you've obviously worked with a lot of people that have been here. What has it meant to some people and their families? How has this changed their lives, having the UAE golden visa be available?
See, honestly, I think this is a super initiative in terms of which other country offers you visa until, like, a residency. Forget citizenship, okay? Talk about a residency. No country allows you until and unless you spend X amount of years over there, or you contribute to a certain, or you contribute certain income. Mm-hmm. Over here, they're giving you options that even if your income is not there, but you have different streams. If you are, you know, if you are renowned, if you are talented, if you've done well in academics, you can still get on creative writing. you can, or you're a sports person, you can get it over here. And this is like the cost is fraction compared to what others pay for getting residency. So it's definitely a safe haven, haven looking at great community, the environment. It's really going to be good.
Would it also have helped if someone may have undertaken an MBA and studied it here at a university in Dubai? Would that help?
Yes, but of course the student needs to be of certain merit, correct.
I don't think my marks were that good. I might leave that up for the application.
But then what have been some of those pointers where, were there some red flags that were raised saying that, no, these things cannot be processed and because of which, the process didn't go through?
Okay, so for example, if I'm looking at people outside UAE, all right, so if say it's salaried or if it's a particular student from another university. Now, obviously, with another university, the universities are known, so their degrees are fine. But say, for example, who's doing a salaried job, you require something known as an equivalency certificate.
Okay.
For the particular degree or master or diploma that you've done, which is basically that in case if UAE government doesn't recognize your university or school, all right, you get a report saying that this is the right school or the right college. Like, this is genuine. It's not fudged. So a lot of people are not able to provide the equivalency, but honestly, getting that from your university, it's super easy. A lot of people are not even aware that the university would know what this is.
You know, I had to get my certificate attested, and for that, I'm from Mumbai University. It took it took me 9 months to get those certificates attested. So it's not an easy task, as easy admit.
It's not easy.
It does get a little challenging, again, not because of the inefficiency, but because of sheer volume of people that, that probably go and study over there. It does become a little challenging, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does become challenging, but that's why you need to have a degree. But but it's not that bad because we have processed, we have helped our clients get degrees, again, from Bombay itself, from Mumbai. And it's not taking us that long. Obviously there are ways. We do have somebody who's also stationed in Mumbai who assists clients with, doing the running about work with the university and all. So we do those services.
Ziba, one of the things I've learned is that whenever you buy tickets to a concert, you buy VIP, and then you realise they're the worst tickets because in Dubai there's the VIP, then the VVIP, then the VVVIP, then the diamond level VIP. I say that because we've got the golden visa. Do you think there's any chance there will be a platinum visa in the future?
Honestly, I have no choice. But I hope.
Well, you never know what's going to happen in Dubai. It could always be a distinct possibility. But Ziba, if people want to get more in contact with you or get more details, where's the best place to go? Fico.com?
Unfortunately, our site is right now in construction, under construction, but they can call me up.
Oh, it's crashed. You see, too many people have been in contact. That's what's happened. That is Ziba Majithia. You can look her up on LinkedIn or any of the search engines. She's the director of Fico Capital and is a visa expert / superstar. Thank you very much for informing us and also being able to put up with our average jokes as well. Thank you, Ziba.
Take care. Bye-bye.
TSB, TalkSport Business, here on Talk 100.3.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.